This is Biga the Odagal Podcast. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening song, Trippy Trigger. Everyone, Biga the Odagal. Alright, today's episode's gonna be a bit short because, well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Also, tomorrow there won't be an episode, not even a filler, because I'm gonna be too full off my gourd to even make one. And yes, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, time with the family, friends, food. Yeah. If you're not in America, basically, Thanksgiving is this day where we celebrate the pilgrims coming to America for religious freedom and them sharing food with the Indians, which they later killed by putting sickness in blankets. Yeah. The year before, I was put in charge of saying grace for the event, which is one wrong to do when your name is Viga Gadsden. Yeah, so we all bowed our hands, held hands, and this is what I said. Dear Lord, thank you for the mass murder of many of your turkeys that you created to go in this horror fest of dead turkey extravaganza eating. Thank you, and good night. My mom gave me an evil look. My boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend from back then, was laughing, and my sister was shocked off her shits. What? It is Mass Murdering Turkey Day. It is Celebrate the Genocide of Turkey Day. Oh, whatever. Well, anyway, for tonight, got the web manga of the week, web comic of the week, whatever. And the show's just going to be about my first impressions of these three titles. Yeah, I wasn't sure what to review, what full series or what full book to review. So, these are just based on my first impressions of, based on the first chapter of each I read. All right. Now, the webcomic of the week is one of my favorites I knew about for the past few years. Contemplating Reiko. There is this demon child named Reiko. She's a girl. And it's basically about the adventures of her siblings, and it's very dark, bloody humor. Very satanic, bloody humor. I love it. Oh, my favorite one is, one of her sisters talking about how she likes Adam's apples and rips one out. Another one of her sisters in art. Oh, man. I love the art style with it. It's black and white. The only red is the blood. I wouldn't read this if you're scared of anything that's slightly evil or slightly on the dark side. So stay away if you're either a religious freak, squeegeous, a douche, any of the above. But if you're just like me, or say if your humor borders lines on foamy-ish, I'll say that. It's awesome, so check that out. Now, for the first impression show, which is also basically Viga cops out on deciding what to review, so she just takes the few first chapter of many books and talk about them. First in the lineup, Emma. Victorian Romance Emma, which I thought was going to suck. I thought I wouldn't like this. Oh man, I was wrong. I went to Borders one day. I looked at it. I was like, well, this will try something new today. I didn't put the book down. My intention was to read the first chapter only to see if I wanted to buy or not. I sat there and ended up late to work because I actually read half the book by the time I realized what time it was when my friends got there. Dude, basically, it's just a little story. It's set in Victorian England and centers around this maid named Emma. She wears glasses, she looks kind of plain, but she's beautiful. She's always getting someone asking her out. And then there's this son, well, rich son of this family, does a lot of business, goes to visit his old caretaker, and the maid works for her. And it's basically like love at first sight for him. And basically it's like through soft glances and slight awkward love, and basically you could tell they're falling for each other. And they also have other characters, such as the prince from, I guess, India, the Indian prince who tries to go through England incognito, but yet he comes with giant elephants and stuff like that, and women and all this things. And he's a very eccentric, weird character. I like him. And actually, this story is good. I didn't think anything about it. I didn't think I would like this, but yet now I'm way into it. I'm actually was looking for it at Anime USA, but then I forgot about it and bought something else. And now I just remembered. Why didn't I buy it at AUSA? Damn it. Well, any of my friends listening to this, Christmas gift. Alright. Next up, we have Mail Order Ninja. Ew. Well, first off, the promotional art they use for this is not the same art in the actual manga, which confused me a bit. Because if you've seen, you know, Takuhai or basically Tokyopop promoting their OEL line or World Manga line or whatever you want to call it, the style they use for the promo art of Mail Order Ninja is way different from actual Mail Order Ninja. In the first chapter, it starts out all cool with this ninja scene, which is really a comic to kids reading. And it's basically him going to school, running into the school bully, running into the popular pretty girl, and him ordering a ninja out of a magazine. And it introduces the characters with this little bio file, basically with their name and whatever, and stats about them. So far, this story doesn't really impress me. It looks like something Cartoon Network would think up, you know, now that they're doing some live-action stuff. It looks like something Cartoon Network just think up. I really don't like the art style. And it reminds me more of... I can't really say what it reminds me of. It just isn't really impressive. I don't like the panel layouts either. I don't know. It's better than the average manga... but it's worse than what I'm used to. In other words, I can't call it subpar, because he does have skill, but subpar based on my taste. In other words, my words about this are kind of biased. I'll admit that. But the story is just basically a kid, you know, gets a ninja, and probably if I read the rest of the book, it's going to be him taking advantage of the fact that he has a ninja, getting vengeance on the popular girl and the bullies, and because he's a big dork who got his little Pokemon card stolen. Whatever. Seems like something they would put on Disney Channel. Not impressed. So here's the next one and the last first impression. The last one on my list was actually in Shoujo Beat this month. Well, the December 2007 issue, called High School Debut. Basically, it's about this girl who was a tomboy all through middle school, and she always wanted a boyfriend. She wanted a romance like in shoujo manga. But no matter how hard she tries dressing up and looking good, it fails. Basically, she's trying too hard. But there's this guy who's popular, and whoever he says is hot, everyone thinks is hot. It's like one of those type of situations. So she tries and get him to be her coach. In the end, she's successful, but not without some hardships on her part. I mean, she's trying everything, all the ropes, looking too desperate, not getting the right clothes, trying too hard with the makeup, basically all noob mistakes. As a girl, I can understand, because I went through I was a tomboy growing up. Wrong side of the tracks, y'all people listening to me will probably be scared of me if you met me back then. But now I'm just sure, regular average geek girl with the purple hair. Anyway, yeah, so basically she just wants a boyfriend. She wants romance, and it's understandable. Every girl at least once has that thing, even the most asexual ones I ever met got a boyfriend or wanted a boyfriend at one point. But yeah, something tells me I'm going to really like the story, and I plan to pick it up. It's a Shoujo Beat label, so it's under $10. It's cheap. I could afford it. And basically, that's the end of the First Impressions manga show. All of these titles, well, except for Mail Order Ninja, pleh. Well, those other two titles I'm definitely planning on picking up now. I really like them. Mail Order Ninja, man, fuck that shit. Fuck that kid's, like, teeny bopper Disney Channel, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon type crap art shit. Oh man, I hope that doesn't come back to bite me in the butt. Well, anyway, good night. Have a great Thanksgiving. Bye-byes. You've just listened to Vega the Oda Gal. Please go to vegatheodagal.blogspot.com for all the show notes, links, and video. Also in the links, our forums. Thank you, Queshai, for the closing theme. Also email me at vegatheodagal@gmail.com or leave a comment on the Blogspot page. Also, people, remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Laters.